Welcome to the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Bite.
What will it feel like to breathe in the year 2030? If you've got asthma, it may mean more frequent attacks. If you're an athlete, it could mean that you fall short of breath quicker. And if you're in a city, you might find yourself struggling to take a deep, satisfying breath. One difference between breathing today and breathing in the future is climate change. Ozone, one of the first air pollutants discovered to be dangerous to health, forms when air pollution reacts in the presence of sunlight. Though we've made great progress in reducing ground-level ozone, climate change could make ozone worse, especially in cities.
When you inhale ozone, it's as though your airways are getting a low-grade sunburn. As a result, your lungs and the rest of your body are put under stress because you need to respond to that sunburn and regulate that minor trauma. However, if you have asthma, that sunburn makes your airways twitchy. It can actually make you harder to breathe.
That was Dr. Dan Costa, director of EPA's Air, Climate, and Energy Research Program that investigates the interactions between air quality and climate change and how it will affect the lives of Americans. One approach is to use computer models to predict what air quality may look like in 14 years. EPA risk assessor Neil Phan, who has used results from these models to forecast climate's impact on future air quality, explains.
By modeling the climate, we were able to forecast what temperature and air quality would look like in 2030 for the U.S. We expect an increase in the number of warmer days and stagnant days, which will make it easier for ozone to form. With that information, we could estimate the impact of a changing climate on human health and found that if no further measures were taken to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the consequences could be hundreds of premature deaths, thousands of visits to the hospital, and hundreds of thousands of school days missed. The economic value of these impacts is up to $13.6 billion. This research is important because it allows us to put a dollar value on how climate change could affect the lives of the American people and what actions we might take to reduce the impacts of climate change.
To read more about climate change and air quality, visit bit.ly/climatehealthimpacts.
And be sure to keep listening to EPA's